On Hope 103.2, a pleasure to have in the studio with Dan and I this morning. Mark Hadley, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks.
So most people would recognise you for the work you do in movies and in reviews, all that kind of good stuff. But you are talking to us this morning about your new book, your first novel, The Red City. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's been a bit of a whirlwind tour. It's been fun.
So the launch is on the 18th of December. But
yep.
Before we get to that, tell us about the book itself and the story of the book.
Well, the book's science fantasy. And so basically it's aimed at young adult fiction. So kids who are in sort of late primary school, early high school, mid-range, that sort of stuff. If they liked Harry Potter, this is the sort of area that you'd be happy to give them a book. And it's a story about a boy who finds himself living in a city. He just wakes up and he's in a city where there is no one. A complete metropolis, vast city. And the only place it's populated by, the only people who populate it are shadows. And so he lives with these shadows, but this is the life he knows. He doesn't have any other understanding until one day a body washes up on the beach and somebody else has come to join him in his world.
Wow.
That sounds intense. Oh my goodness.
Got a copy here. I just want to start reading it now.
How long have you been writing stories for? Like not writing as in journalistic writing, but writing stories.
Sure. Look, I think there was a point in my life where my mother offered me, I think it was about four, she offered me a car or a crayon. And I took the crayon. Now, I ate it, but the point is, at that point, I thought to myself, you know, like I used to copy stories out of books, and then after a while, I would just start writing my own. So I really can't remember a time. I mean, I was writing stories, other people's stories, before I could write. So, you know, I don't know. All my life, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And part of what seems fascinating about this story is that you seem to want to incorporate an idea of individualism and talk about society's views on individualism, especially for that younger demographic.
I want to take an axe to it.
Yeah, why that theme?
Well, you see, look, I'm a parent, like many of the people who listen to your show. In fact, actually, big fans of your show. The boys have taken over the radio, so we can't actually listen to any
good. Excellent.
Everything is falling into place.
Yes.
I have boys, and I want them to understand. Look, some of our boys have particular challenges, developmental disabilities, and we don't want them to grow up in a world that values just individualism. You know, because if a kid grows up thinking that they are all about themselves and what they can achieve, which is pretty much what society will tell them today, then they really are setting themselves up for a lonely world. You know, in fact, almost like a city with a boy with no one else living in it.
Mm.
You know, and in this world, I wanted my boys to understand that community, what we understand as Christians quite naturally, is something that you develop and you grow into and you are better for it. So look, people say to me, is this a Christian book? And I say, yeah, no, yeah, because it is saturated with Christianity, but it's written for people who wouldn't recognize it. You know, and so I guess I want people to be able to recognize Jesus as someone they always knew, so to speak, of the stuff that they always valued. And community is part of that. Jesus was calling us into community with each other. And so, but how do you communicate that to a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old? Mm. Well, I write fantasy stories where the stuff that we love shines already.
Mark, it's a trilogy.
Yeah.
And this is just the first book.
Yeah,
terribly exciting.
It's a trap. It's a trap, says Admiral Ackbar.
No. I genuinely can't wait to get stuck into this. Mm. I am wondering, though, if you've already written part two and three.
Now, this is the interesting thing, because I think three quarters of the way through volume two at the moment, and we're in the planning stages of volume three. You sort of work with a bunch of people to get these sort of things done. And actually, what happened, you'll love this, get a copy of the book and see my private joke at the end of the book, because I put in a chapter of the next book as a sort of a tease at the end of the first book. You know, if you like this, then this is where the story's going, sort of thing. And then my publisher wrote, available in November 2016. I went, what?
Oh, quickly write.
Wow. So since then, I've been writing my fingers off. So yeah, the trilogy is in place. It's not one of those ones I'll make up as I go along, because it's a mystery. So this whole thing falls into place. I need to know where we're going in three books.